The Rockets lost to the Bucks. UH finally lost the game on a buzzer beater charge. Three coaches were hired in the NFL yesterday. Vic Fangio to the Broncos, Adam Gase to the Jets, Freddie Kitchens to the Browns, and Kyler Murray is apparently going to declare for the NFL draft. Boom, headlines done. There you go.
So, Patrick bet David. You know, the one thing I regret not hammering more was just his comparing being bombed 147 times in Iran to losing to the Colts. Like, that was where, that's where I regret. I regret, you know what? Some of our listeners saying, hey, you're shouting over him and everything. Like, all right, look, we're
fine with that.
We're not having cerebral discourse here. All right, we're having a clown on sports radio who actually, like, was maintaining his composure well. But if you believe that, like, oh, the person that maintains his composure is the one that's actually winning the argument, I don't subscribe to that theory. Because, like, sometimes you can be flipping out and be flipping out because you're right. The appearance of it doesn't matter to me. The guy was maligning the character and the desire, more so the desire of Deshaun Watson. Or, yeah. No, not the desire, the killer instinct of Deshaun Watson. Baselessly. Like, he had no base for it, and that was what was angering was me. It was, he was trying to character assassinate somebody, and he's got a huge following, so he's doing it to a big audience. He's trying to character assassinate Deshaun Watson without having any evidence to back it up.
See, just like when the last Celt who got to a mustering of a Celt army to go up against the Romans was tortured and executed in front of everyone, I'm glad that we brought him on to torture him. I just feel that we need to not torture ourselves and talk over each other. That is the only reservation I have.
You and I were talking over each other.
But I thought it was a solid B plus, and I think we need to do more of this. I think we need to bring stupid people on who say things on the internet and destroy them.
Well, he is a dangerous one though, because he's obviously not stupid.
He has intelligence.
When stupid,
because he shifted his arguments a lot.
Well, when intelligent people have like plainly stupid takes, that's when you question their motives.
You know, what's your name though? The loudmouth. What's your name?
My name is Seth C. Payne. That's the only time he lost his composure, the loud mouth. Like, the other thing was, there were a couple times during that where he went into his motivational pitch, where, like, because I've seen it on his videos, when he started telling the stories about how he turned his life. So he turned his life around after being bombed 147 times in Iran and his dad being in the hospital. He turned his life around in an instant.
Yes.
But Deshaun Watson isn't allowed to turn his life around after a playoff loss in a football game to go to the national championship game.
I said this about him yesterday, and I feel exactly the same way afterwards. He is big into the idea of appearances. And appearances can get you far in life, and I'm not going to deny that, but that is such a thing to harp on and to get angry about, especially when there are other things that are much more, I think, outrageable that happened at the national championship. As our texting friend Josh pointed out, like, Reuben Foster was there. Why is no one talking about Reuben Foster and how he's on the sideline allowed there by Alabama? Like, this guy, what is it, three domestic violence incidents?
Yes.
That he's gotten off on, I understand, but still, like, they're gonna allow him on the sideline? That is a bad look. Deshaun Watson being on the same field as guys who he played with. Remember, I mean, he's 2 years removed from playing at Clemson, 2 years removed from playing Alabama in the national championship game. He knows this team. This isn't like a guy coming back for a homecoming game who was the high school star like 15 years ago.
This wasn't like when Charlton Heston all of a sudden became a Northwestern football fan when they were good in the 90s. Like, Charlton Heston
probably
hadn't been to a game since he graduated college, but all of a sudden he was like this big-time Northwestern football fan. Let's see, on the DWIattorney.com text line, I can't believe y'all let that imbecile troll y'all to the point where you let his voice infiltrate the sacred airwaves we call 610. Please never get trolled by someone like this again.
Not that sacred.
Drip Kid from Spring. I gotta put his name in the system. Drip Kid from Spring. Unless that's not it's not lewd or anything, right? Are you talking about the paint job on your car? What is this? What's the Drip Kid?
I don't know.
Okay.
My issue,
as far as, like, we know he's a troll. Like, I appreciate, thanks everybody for saying, like, this is what he wants. Like, I don't care. Like, that's part of it. Yeah.
We want what we want.
We wanted to have him on.
I get worn out when people have blatantly just awful sports takes. Like, he went into the whole thing about how, like, LeBron doesn't have a killer instinct. I'm like, if you have that take, I'm out on you. Like, I can't deal with that sort of thing. And then even some of the things that he said, he's like, well, the Texans definitely should have won the game. This isn't like, this isn't like the Giants and the Patriots in 07. They shouldn't have lost the game by as many points, but you can't say definitively they should have won the game. Plus, He wrote on Twitter, the second tweet we mentioned, that Deshaun may be the most talented quarterback drafted in a long time, if not ever. Okay, I love Deshaun. That's wrong. That is an incorrect take. This guy was what? Deshaun was the number 12 pick in the draft? I mean, he fell down the board a little bit for a reason. He is not the kind of quarterback prospect that Andrew Luck was. I'm not saying he won't be as good, but that take is not...
But in terms of the actual draft, right?
Yeah, that take is not factually accurate. His sports thing, the sports opinions that he had were completely wrong.
I was talking to Landry about this last night at the Bear Bryant Awards, about... Like, entering a different realm on Twitter than is your normal wheelhouse and how ugly it gets quickly. Yeah. Like, if you try to, like, if you choose to be one of those sports guys that starts tweeting politics, you gotta be ready. You gotta brace yourself for some rough-ass Twitter. And you better come prepared, like, to fight. I feel like he entered a realm of sports Twitter that's outside of his normal purview.
Definitely.
Like, usually he's like, hey, here's a motivational story. Let's everybody feel good. So imagine this dude, like, his whole Twitter existence is receiving positive feedback from people whose lives he's helped, or at least they think he's helping him, to all of a sudden now, this Clemson fan base does not take kindly to people maligning Deshaun Watson.
No.
This is going to be a rough couple months for him.
We've got a guy who wants to defend Patrick Bet-David, Steven on Sports Radio 610. Steven, good morning. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to, y'all invited the gentleman on the show. I mean, he took his time to come on, probably knowing how we're going to, contest what he had wrote or whatever. I don't know if right or wrong really matters on that. But I know this much. Y'all just need to turn the bullhorn up a little louder because y'all really brought y'all's self down. Right or wrong doesn't matter. Y'all acted like asses and treated the man like...
Oh, no.
Yes, we should. Yeah. That's a bad opinion. If you're someone with a bad opinion and your job is to put out opinions for a living and you have a bad one, this is how it works.
Plus,
you get brought on and you get called to task for it.
Yeah, this isn't civil discourse when you have an opinion like that. Like, he was trying to tear somebody down for his own elevation, and he knew that
coming out of there. And he's a positive person, supposedly.
It's not like I was bringing in Sister Maria from the shelter down the street and attacking her. Patrick Bet-David knew exactly what he was talking. As soon as he launched into his spiel about how he made it over from Iran and that somehow losing a football game to the Colts is the exact same thing as getting bombed 147 times. Like, that was his motivation. That's exactly what he wanted. He just wanted to be able to hear of however many thousand people are listening right now. He wanted a certain... If he got 3% of those people to go check out his videos, that's what he wanted. So, like, there are times where I definitely get overworked on radio and I'm rude to people, and I genuinely feel bad about it after the show. That's what he wanted. So, I mean, I appreciate you wanting us to aspire to be more elevated human beings, but frankly, not going to happen. I am who I am, and that's all that I am. I am like a less bulky Popeye.
Get a bigger bullhorn. Y'all brought yourself down.
Okay, you repeated yourself. I don't understand how we brought ourselves down for bringing
Paul,
on someone.
I'm sorry. I didn't have to ask. What do you mean? All right, Paul, go ahead. Ask a question.
No, fine. Go. Do your thing.
What's a bigger horn mean? I have no idea what that means.
I mean, everybody that's listening knows what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I don't understand the expression. What does a bigger horn mean? I don't know what you mean.
Okay, that means shouting someone down when they're speaking over them, not letting the guy finish his sentence, that kind of stuff.
No, y'all are better than that. I'm asking you, like, the saying, bring a bigger horn. I don't understand what that means.
Bring a bigger bullhorn. Turn the volume up louder. Shout over them. I mean, y'all.
I thought you were telling me not to do that.
Okay. Well, everybody that listened, y'all went straight into defensive mode. So y'all are already were getting calls about this, or tweets, or something. Or you realized your own conscious realized, we don't know how to handle this right. All I'm saying is,
wait a second. Like, why are you talking about what is right and what is wrong?
I agree with y'all. But how you handle it is important.
I just feel I'm more stuck on
it. We should sit back and listen to him talk for a long period of time?
All right,
we should just sit back?
Turn him off. I'm stuck on. I don't understand why he's saying to bring a bigger bullhorn. Shouldn't we have a smaller one or take the bullhorn away?
I think he's
away?
Saying we brought a bigger bullhorn.
Bring a bigger bullhorn.
I couldn't exactly figure that one out. Do you want to get more reaction from the calls on
sure,
the
yeah.
All right, let's go to Pave Tech's Robert on Sports Radio 610. Robert, good morning.
Boy, that boy Patrick, whatever, Bet David, he was getting bombed in Baghdad. Boy, that boy brought the heat today. Man, that guy hit y'all harder than that ball hit James Harden's face last night. Steph, come on, man. Hey, it was good radio, though. That boy had it, though. He kept his composure.
Pavetex, you get it. It was good radio.
Radio.
The people that think that we need to have some kind of, like I'm Gore Vidal or something, and I need to be preaching intellectually to people, no. Go elsewhere. You can go listen to PBS. Screw that noise. Right, hang up on Pavetex.
We have Carlos, who's apparently on our side. I don't know why this line. Carlos, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank y'all so much for having me on. Seth, I just want to tell you, homeboy, man, you are one of the main reasons I listen to 610. There are a lot of different radio shows. Don't let down. Don't let anybody tell you that you have too big of a horn or whatever. You say what you got to say. Most of the time, you say what I'm thinking. I mean, you're like, man, I really, really appreciate the way you are. And I love the way you said your whole name when he called Who's the Big Mouth on the radio. I thought right after that you were going to say, meet me after the show anytime you want. So, Seth, don't hold back, man. Don't hold back. There are plenty of us out here that love how strong you are.
See, Carlos,
and your opinion.
Carlos very clearly did well on the Wonderlic.
And the thing is, you can have a back and forth with someone and at the very end handle it cordially. And I thought Seth did a great job of ending the actual interview and saying,
I thought
like,
the end was good.
I mean, I thanked him for coming on Twitter as well. I mean,
oh, okay. Go ahead.
When you are talking with someone and you get in a heated debate, like, this is what happens. Sometimes the person needs to be talked over. And there are things that he was saying. Do you want us, the people that host this show, to sit back while this guy is saying things like, well, yeah, you're saying LeBron has that killer instinct? What are we supposed to do? Continue to sit back? Because for all those people, it's like, oh, you're just giving him airtime. This is why we didn't give him as much airtime. Yeah. This is why we kind of talked over him.
And as far as, talking over him especially, not that I don't have an issue with that typically, but with him, you guys got to understand, if you've watched his videos, he kept launching into his sales pitch. And I didn't want to give the troll his sales pitch every time. So as soon as he started into it, I just kept waiting for the, go to my Twitter handle, go to my website, whatever it might be. That's his whole shtick. I didn't want to give you a 3-minute commercial for Patrick Bet David.
I hate when people make an argument about something and I think to myself, I can make this argument so much better. If someone called and they're like, listen, James Harden's never going to win a championship. He just doesn't work hard enough. I'd be like, you're using the wrong argument. Like, this is a bad argument to make. Deshaun Watson, if you're going to criticize him, you might say something like, hey, listen, Deshaun Watson was owned by the Colts the last two games. His accuracy is iffy at times. That's a big long-term concern. Deshaun Watson in the pocket gets skittish. That's got to improve. Those are good substantive arguments. But when you're like, oh, he's the next Dwight Howard, I'm like, all right, I just want to stab myself in the eye because your argument is horrible.
Plus, and I got to say this, for those of you who want us to be more like NPR, I ask you, is this what you want us to do? Do you want us to give more time for somebody with a clearly awful opinion to talk? Like, we can do that. We can open up the phone lines and only accept the worst callers and give them 5 minutes to ramble on. If you'd like, at what point during Patrick Bet David's argument did you think that it was better for his sake for him to continue on? If anything, I did him a service. If I had let him continue on, he might have revealed himself as a complete nincompoop.
How would this interview have sounded had we done it in an NPR style? How would it have sounded?
I think they, I listen to sometimes and they usually have a pretty solid back and forth and they'll ask hard questions, but they definitely do the whole style where they kind of see the floor and then come in. They're not going to cut people off.
Hi, it's Mike Meltzer here on Mad PR Radio. We're going to welcome
Mad PR.
Patrick, Bet David onto the show. And Patrick, it seems that you don't really like Deshaun Watson. Well, actually, Michael, yes, I don't like Deshaun Watson. He is like Dwight Howard and honestly is a fraud and a terrible human being for enjoying a sporting match.
We've got another guy who wants to weigh in on Seth's performance during the Patrick Bet David interview, Sean, on Sports Radio 610. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Yo,
what's up, Sean?
Hey, man. I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for 8 years. Been a Houston sports fan all my life. Seth, I love your passion, too. I don't have a problem with you cutting. Well, first of all, let me back up. Been doing communication for 20 years. Work at a Fortune 500 company, IT, and before executives all the time. I got teammates that I've got to tell them to shut up because they cut customers off. You know, it's not the best environment. But on sports talk radio, it's a little different. I get it. I don't have a problem with you guys cutting them off or even talking over them.
I think the challenge was just the intensity and the frequency that it happened. Mm-hmm. That would be what I would say. And I do say, you guys had great points. I thought he had a couple of decent points. Now, some of them were just way over the top wrong, but I do think you guys had great points. I would like to see it ratcheted back a little bit and to be just a little bit more calm. That'd be all I have to
yeah.
say.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that.
It's a fair critique. That's by too.
And it's also the problem when we do these things is with Paul and I both on the line, we both get angry, and then it turns into, like, I'm more yelling at Paul yeah. because I want to be heard than I'm yelling at Patrick Bet-David. The thing about Patrick Bet-David, and this is where Mike, who just called, and thank you for the kind of compliment.
Sean,
thank you for the kind of compliment. Sean, the thing that I have with Patrick Bet-David is one of those dangerous people who, because he's very intelligent yes. and eloquent, can kind of make you overlook some of the extreme flaws in his argument. I used to watch daytime television when I was homesick.
Is that charisma?
And he'd be like, oh, this, somebody would come up with a really, really awful view towards life or something. But I'm like, oh, he kind of makes some points here. So the points he's making, which are cloaked by his eloquence, are things where he's saying things factually that he has no basis to understand. He doesn't know how Michael Jordan responded to losses. He doesn't know what Deshaun Watson, how he actually responded to the loss. He's comparing the death of a loved one and being bombed in Iran to losing a playoff game. And all these things are all kind of floated over by him saying some platitudes like,
yeah,
you gotta have a killer instinct, or MJ did this. So that you gotta separate the platitudes from the actual truth. And he had very little truth backing up the platitudes.
All right, let's take one more on the bullhorn. Mike will explain what the bullhorn by the earlier caller meant. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, yo, this is No Money Mike. And I'm just calling to let you guys know that he was simply saying, with the bigger bullhorn, that one of you guys, probably Seth, was talking over the other guy, and he was telling the other guy to get a big old bullhorn, which is he could speak louder over Seth. And I also think that James Harden is awesome, and the Rockets are now the team for Houston to root for.
There you go, buddy.
There you go. There's That's no good. Money Mike on
we should,
the radio program.
We did steal away from James Harden talk for several hours. So I feel like I know what the expression bring a bigger bullhorn means, but I feel like he was misapplying it. I wanted to explain it because he kept saying it over and over again. I like that guy. He listens to the show and everything. I don't mean to crush him.
Fair.
Yeah.